Coming up next on Lutheran Radio UK.
Songs of Hope. A weekly reflection on the Psalms with Denise Seaman.
Thank you once again for joining me as we read and explore the Scriptures, God's holy word of hope and joy. Today's reflection is on Psalm 34. I will bless the Lord at all times. His praise shall continually be in my mouth. My soul makes its boast in the Lord. Let the humble hear and be glad. Oh, magnify the Lord with me, and let us exalt his name together. I sought the Lord, and he answered me and delivered me from all my fears. Those who look to him are radiant, and their faces shall never be ashamed. This poor man cried, and the Lord heard him and saved him out of all his troubles. The angel of the Lord encamps around those who fear him and delivers them. Oh, taste and see that the Lord is good. Blessed is the man who takes refuge in him. Oh, fear the Lord, you his saints, for those who fear him have no lack. The young lions suffer want and hunger, but those who seek the Lord lack no good thing. Come, O children, listen to me. I will teach you the fear of the Lord. What man is there who desires life and loves many days, that he may see good? Keep your tongue from evil and your lips from speaking deceit. Turn away from evil and do good. Seek peace and pursue it. The eyes of the Lord are toward the righteous, and his ears toward their cry. The face of the Lord is against those who do evil, to cut off the memory of them from the earth. When the righteous cry for help, the Lord hears and delivers them out of all their troubles. The Lord is near to the brokenhearted and saves the crushed in spirit. Many are the afflictions of the righteous, but the Lord delivers him out of them all. He keeps all his bones, not one of them is broken. Affliction will slay the wicked, and those who hate the righteous will be condemned. The Lord redeems the life of his servants. None of those who take refuge in him will be condemned. Grace, mercy, and peace will be with us from God the Father and from Jesus Christ the Father's Son in truth and love. This verse is from 2 John verse 3. John began his letter to one of his congregations with these loving words, words that are also a blessing for us as we often hear these words spoken to us by our own pastors as they begin their sermon in worship. The last 2 weeks I've used the words grace and mercy in conjunction with my reflections on the chosen psalm readings. Today's word is peace. Have you picked up your morning newspaper yet, or gone online for the latest news? I know I don't have to tell you that the headlines seem to be full of unpeaceful stories. Officers killed in attacks. Landslide kills children in jungle. 5 persons dead in arson fire. Economic crisis continues. We read of natural disasters, political attacks, domestic abuses, and health epidemics. Sometimes we just find it hard to bless the Lord at all times. Yet that is how the psalm begins today, to bless the Lord at all times, to praise and magnify his name together with other believers. The psalmist is prompting us to taste and see that the Lord is good. Consider when you walk up to a buffet table that is filled with platefuls of colorful, delicious-looking food, you don't really know if it actually is good until you taste it. In worship, when we go to Holy Communion and receive the body and blood of Christ in the Lord's Supper, we taste and see that he is good because that precious body and blood were shed for us for the forgiveness of all our sins. The father of all lies, Satan, will use all kinds of words and tricks to tempt us away from trust in God and instead give in to his voice, telling us things like, it's okay to complain about our boss to coworkers. It's okay to lie when someone calls asking us to help with a church event. It's okay to let ourselves get trapped into fear and worry when bad things happen. But the voice of God says, I am the Lord. I have called you in righteousness. I will take you by the hand and keep you. From Isaiah 42. When we cry to the Lord for help with our despair and guilty conscience, you can believe that his eyes are always on the righteous and his ears will hear your cries and deliver you from all your troubles. Through Christ, the head of Satan was crushed forever, and we can trust the words, But with you there is forgiveness, that you may be feared. For with the Lord there is steadfast love, and with him is plentiful redemption. It is that same comforting voice that says, seek peace and pursue it. God wants us to live peacefully as a child of God with all those around us so that we can have the ultimate peace, peace with God, and live joyfully as a redeemed servant of Christ. From the Beatitudes in Matthew chapter 5, we read, blessed are the merciful, for they shall receive mercy. Blessed are the peacemakers, for they shall be called sons of God. And blessed are those who are persecuted for righteousness' sake, for theirs is the kingdom of heaven. For it is by God's perfect grace that we have been saved through faith, not because of anything we have done, but because of who Christ is and what he has done for all of us on the cross. Equipped now with the power of the Holy Spirit, let us urge one another to turn away from evil and do good, to seek peace and pursue it. Please pray with me. Dear Heavenly Father, you bless those who hear your word and fear you, for they seek your grace and righteousness. Move us to praise and worship you with joyful hearts because of your word to life everlasting. Be merciful to us, O Lord, and grant us your peace. Amen.
Songs of Hope with Denise Seaman will be back next week. Please write your comments, suggestions or requests to info@lutheranradio.co.uk. Check our program online and stay tuned for more.
Love is in the air.
Christ is in the air.
Lutheran Radio UK.